Before we dive into this episode, pun intended, we have to tell you a little story. Picture this, it's September 2023, and we're recording with the one and only Vinkinte from Sunday League Football. We come to edit, and tragedy strikes. The audio vanishes into the digital abyss. We mourned its loss, thinking it was gone forever. However, just this month, we stumbled upon it, tucked away in the depths of a dusty storage drive. And the timing couldn't be more perfect, because Sunday League Football is about to kick off on GameFound on April 8th. Excited? You should be. Check out the links in the description, you won't want to miss it. Now, ref, blow that whistle, and let's get this podcast started.
Hello and welcome to the Bucket List Board Gamers podcast, the podcast where board gamers come together to talk about board games. I am the Big Al manager, Jay Davis. Alongside me today is the naturally gifted Craig Smith.
Hello.
And joining us for our first ever interview episode, we have Vincente from Sunday League Games. So welcome to the podcast, Vincente, and thanks for joining us today to talk about your upcoming game.
Thank you very much, Vincente here. It's a pleasure and an honor to be the first guest. Yeah, I've been developing Sunday League Football for the better part of 2 years. I joined the project a little bit later. It's actually a very good friend of mine from Chile. We're both from Chile, Gaston Ignacio Montes. He started the development of the game and got a lot of testing in before I did. And then there's the third one, right? José Duan Mendes. He's actually here in Berlin right now, but he's staying at a friend's. And yeah, I'm very excited to be here and be able to talk about the game.
Brilliant. So if you want to give us a little rundown of the game, we've had a look at the game found because it's on a pre-launch page at the minute, isn't it? And there's quite a lot of information on there. But yeah, if you can distill it down for us and explain how it works and what the aim of the game is and the mechanics that are involved, just for people who are listening, and they can... I'll put the link to the game found in the comments as well. That's so great. They can go and check it out as well. But yeah, if you want to give us a little overview, that'd be amazing.
The basic rundown of Sunday League Football, it's that is, of course, based on an amateur league. And that's one of my favorite parts of the game, is that it's centered about the amateur spirit, the kind of mistakes and humor that comes with it too. And it's based on two central aspects. The first aspect is a little bit more the managerial side, if you will, based on days of the week. So you have Monday in which you can sack the manager. We have Tuesday, that's transfer window. That's the first transfer window, actually, because you have two. The first one is where dissatisfied players need to go into the pool, and then your friends can snatch them out of you. And the second transfer window, that's Wednesday. We have the free agent player transfer window, in which players that are not initially associated to one team can also be bought, especially by the players who got players bought off them in the first round. And then we have Thursday, that's practice, in which players can bet resources to get tactic cards, which can certainly turn the tide of the game and are actually an essential part of your strategy. And then it jumps onto Sunday, and Sunday is, of course, match day. And that's the second big component and the core of the game, I would argue, match day. And here we already have some moments of humor, because right when you're entering match day, you need to draw Sunday League card. It's basically like a fortune card. Sometimes you get easy like Sunday morning, which means nothing will happen. But you can also get miss the bus, or the player was out partying, or t-shirt sales, or one of your players goes pro. That's a good one to take, actually. But anyway, then when you go to the match, and this is the most exciting part of the game, each match is divided in three turns. Yeah. And for each of these turns, you'll essentially draw players from a deck of cards that represents your own squad. Each player has their own team for the duration of the league, and then you play all opponents. So you have this deck of cards, which includes your manager and your goalie. These stay active throughout the team, the whole match, I mean. And then you draw three players for the first turn of the match. And this represents 30 minutes of game time, let's say, in the real football scenario. And each of these cards that you're going to draw, each of these players will have resources attached to them. And these resources you need to bet strategically in the field while your opponent does the same. And this is done secretly. So eventually, both your opponents and yourself reveal your game plan. And then you need to resolve the situation that's going on the field based on the resources that you bet. There's much more nuance to this, but this is essentially how it goes. And what we have received a lot of compliments on is the moment that you reveal the screen in front of your player and all of a sudden, like, reality hits you, you know? And yeah, that, I think, replicates the excitement of football in to a very large extent. Once you get the hang of it, the game becomes, yeah, quite engaging, I would say. And that's in a nutshell, yeah.
That sounds, yeah, it's interesting with the two different sort of elements of the game. So you've got your team management and then your actual match day. But it sounds, yeah, it sounds pretty straightforward, but at the same time, like, there could be a lot of nuance, like you say, and a lot of strategies involved. So no, that sounds really good, actually. I'd be keen to play that one, but we were just going to ask
that's
actually,
why I'm here.
we discussed this before we started, didn't we, Craig? Sort of the concept of the Sunday League football we thought was a very English thing.
Yeah.
And we were just going to say, is this something that you picked up from the English Sunday League football thing, or is it bigger around the world and we just didn't realize this?
This is quite funny, actually, because I think, and I'm speculating here, you'll have to ask Gaston, but I don't think this was the original intent, but we both, including our third partner, Jose Tomas, we all studied in a British school back in Chile. So I guess there's a little bit of influence there. But we've never declared as part of the creator team that this is actually a game that is inspired in the UK culture, right?
Yeah.
But what's very interesting is that we, a while ago, we sent this, a prototype, to a reviewer called Bretmann. He's from Germany. And in the video, he mentions this, like how it's inspired in the UK, that it's an amateur league from the UK. So I guess now it took a little bit of life of its own, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because we said it's like, it seems like a very English thing, a Sunday league. Yeah. Like it's quite big, especially where we're up north, where I'm from. You get your Sunday league football. People take it so seriously up here. I don't know if it's the same around you, Craig, but it's a really serious thing. Even though like half of them can barely play football, and like you say with the cards, like some of them have been down the pub until two in the morning the night before, and then they turn up and play a game. Or some people just don't turn up, and then they've got to fill in at the last minute.
You got everything right. Yeah,
that's really interesting that it's got this much further reach, I suppose, which I suppose is a good thing for you guys because it increases the reach of your game as well, because Sunday, it's not just going to be English people that are interested in playing it. It's like you say.
We certainly hope so. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have at this point followers from all over the place, I would say. A lot of Chile, of course, where we come from, we have our the people and the friends that we know. But at the same time, we're already starting to get a very, very interesting headcount from Berlin, from the UK in general, the US a little bit, and also Spain, for example. So that's very interesting for us. And we hope to bring it in many languages as well, but that depends a little bit on the final numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think what I quite like about it is that there's like a running theme with some of the, and I think this is where we thought that maybe a bit of the British influence might have come, like a couple of the teams, like we've got, is it Clacken Football Club, the pub team? Yeah, I know these people. I go drinking with these people on a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
They are in no fit state for their match on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, these guys from the pub.
Yeah.
From the local pub. No, I mean, it's genius. You can find the cards. They all basically have their own profession. Like one is the builder, like the construction dude, one is the accountant, one is like the local butcher, and which is looks quite scary. Like, it's a creepy dude, you know. I mean, the illustration is also brilliant. I really love it. And the moment I saw these cards, and my partners brought me in, I said, hell yes, I'm in. 100%.
Do you have any affiliation towards any of the teams in particular, or...?
That's a good one. I prefer the Anglers, to be honest.
Yeah.
So the Anglers, each team has their own history, their own, but more importantly, their own style of play. And in this case, the Anglers are made for playing wide and headers, a lot of headers. They have strong players with abilities that are made for you to not necessarily fight for possession, but definitely go for headers and start joining resources to attack this way. It's always a little bit of a gamble, because your friends, or, I mean, your opponents, they are, let's say, entitled to look at your cards. So there's a lot of anticipation in the game. So sometimes if you have a very obvious hand, you have the choice to do the obvious thing and maybe risk getting anticipated, or do something completely different so the resources are bet in a way that actually surprises your opponent.
That's really good. I really like the sound of it, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the... did you say it was the Anglers or the...
Yeah, the Anglers.
And Anglers one Town. One of my friends is a Grimsby Town fan. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're like a lower league football team, and he's a massive fan, and I've been to a few games with him. But when I saw that team with the picture of them all in like the fishing jackets and stuff, I sent it to him. I was like, is this inspired by Grimsby? Is this how good you are now these days, like a pub team? So yeah, gave him a bit of abuse with that one. But no, the teams look really unique, and I was going to ask actually whether they all play differently or whether they all play similarly, that's already answered my question. So yeah, that's another aspect I like about games like this, is that you could get four different games out of it, because you can play as all four teams and experience it differently each time.
100%,
And so that's nice.
And In what's also very, very nice about the game when you play the full campaign is that it has a deck building component to it. This means that after the first match, you get the sponsor money and you get to buy off players from the other teams. Then you start realizing, okay, like, this manager makes sense for me because I have this team, and this player here will give me that edge that I need to complete my strategy. And this goes on for the whole tournament. And the deck that you end up with playing your matches are maybe completely different from where you started. And this, I think, is brilliant about the game, because eventually people can do whatever they want with it. They can play three matches to complete the league, or they can stretch it out there and return and play two matches each, and then your deck is going to be completely different by the end. And I also would like to point out that we are working on expansion sets. So the idea for launch is to have a total of 8 different teams.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. So that adds even more. Would it still play as a 4-player, or could you play it as an 8-player and have a huge league going on?
Sure, you can play. I mean, that's the other good point about it, is that matches are meant to be played simultaneously.
Yeah.
So as you play with your opponent, you're gonna have a live match beside you, and if you're playing a league of 8 people, then there's gonna be a room full of dudes just shouting, you know, which is yeah. It's the aim of the game in the end. Or women. I mean, also, like, we are also trying to we've been discussing actually doing at least one team of female players. That would be also interesting for us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, if you've got simultaneous matches going on and you're on a league table, you might have more of an interest in another match than yours by a certain point in the game, because you're wanting them 100%. To lose more than you need to win. So yeah, that would be an interesting aspect to it as well.
For sure. I mean, it happens already in tournaments of 3 matches. That happens a lot. That it really depends on what happens on the other match. So you're... Sometimes you can also, like, they play one turn, we play one turn, and we'll see, we go and see how the matches develop. I mean, there's, yeah, I think there's a little bit for everyone, I think, in this game.
And is the feedback that you've had from like playtesters being overwhelmingly positive, or?
I think the most positive one that we get for sure is it's a very, very compelling and engaging representation of the football game. That it takes the excitement from it, and yeah, the surprise and the a little bit the unpredictability, although we are very careful about that balance between luck and knowledge of the game and, yeah, and talent or deep strategy, right? We've been addressing one of the let's say the negative feedback that we've been getting, and that's being more explicit, for example, in the player abilities, that we need to be very careful in the way that these can be interpreted. Because, and I'll say it just quite directly, it's not a simple game. It's not a game that you'll understand in the first match, but rather the second or the third, and then you get really into the good part, of course. But yeah, and that goes a little bit to the decision that we took quite consciously about where do we want to be in that spectrum between luck and rewarding the players that know the game. And we've decided to keep it rather inclined to knowledge and replayability and strategy.
Yeah, so every time you play as a team, you're building up that experience so that the next game you know what a good combo might be and what worked and what didn't. So yeah, you can keep...
For sure. And sometimes you play with players that haven't never played and they completely surprise you because you wouldn't expect such a play.
Yeah, like a combination. Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Tying into what Craig's just asked then with the playtesting and the feedback,
yeah,
have you had any sort of big challenges so far in developing it? So I know you said 2 years, which is not that much of a long time really in certain board game development, is it? 2 years is almost nothing. Sometimes it can take a lot longer. Have you had any issues that you've had to overcome, or like, I don't know, with getting the components, sourcing where they're going to be made, or the designs or anything like that? Or has it been pretty smooth sailing and you're just ironing things out?
I don't think it's smooth sailing, but the game has certainly been played a lot at this point. And I think one of the main challenges is also choosing what to leave in and what to leave out. What components, what aspects of the game have been just superfluous, you know?
Yeah.
And because I know for a fact that we used to have stadium cards and all sorts of modifiers. So it's a little bit of again, this balance. That I think that's, in the end, the tricky part, you know?
Yeah.
Because the other sort of tweaks, if you are diligent enough with the feedback, you'll fix them eventually. Yeah. And it's a matter of testing in the end. That's what I would say.
So yeah. How close would you say you are to launching this now? Or do you not know yet? Is it still up in the air, or have you got a timeline
planned? We're going to do March. We're going to do March next year. Yeah.
Jay in the editing room here. Just to point out again, we recorded this a while back and Sunday League Football will be launching on GameFound on April 8th. If you like what you're hearing, check out the episode description for links and find out how you can get your hands on a copy.
Yeah, we wanted to launch earlier, but for different reasons, especially considering Christmas is right around the corner, shipping gets a little bit tricky then, and we said, you know what, let's build up this critical mass of followers and launch with everything we've got by March. And I must add that a crucial argument in favor of that was developing a solo mode, which we've been getting a lot of requests. And I told Gaston, my partner, like, Gaston, let's work on this solo mode. I think it will change how people see this game too, because I'm not sure if there are other football games that you can play solo. And so we're developing this sort of campaign mode.
Yeah. I've played a couple of football games other than the obvious Sabutio, which isn't really a game, is it, as much as just flicking things around. But I've played a couple of football games that tend to seem a bit more serious than this one, which I don't like. I'd rather have the fun element and the humor, comedy bits to it. Yeah. Whereas those seem very, this is football and this is serious and you must take it seriously and all this. And they were okay and I didn't mind playing them, but I think this appeals to me far more. I mean, Craig probably knows this already, but I'm won over by artwork more than anything else. I will buy a nice looking game, even if it doesn't play particularly well, just because I like how it looks. So this has got the artwork going for it, but it also sounds like it's got some really solid mechanics behind it that are going to be really fun to experiment with and just sort of get to grips with and try and figure out, like you say, what is the best deck to build, bringing in elements Lorcana that's just launched. I'm currently in the middle of building decks for that and I'm rubbish at it, but I'm getting better. The more games I play, the more I'm realizing what meshes together. So it's going to be an experience for me and that kind of thing that I would look forward to. So yeah, this one sounds really good. I mean, the way you've explained it has been brilliant, because I read the game found and I sort of got it, but now you've gone through it makes so much more sense. So hopefully the people listening, it will to them, and they'll go and check it out, because it does look like a lot of fun, this one.
I think there is a gap in the market for, you know, there aren't that many sports-themed board games, and I think when you add that little bit of humour and you add those mechanisms like push your luck, like deck building, it stops it from being a board game for just football fans. It can have a wider reach as well, because like there are people that might enjoy the mechanisms that come with the game instead, and I think that's good as well.
I think the two things you've got going for you really are the relatively low player count for a sports related game, because the ones I've played previously you need 3, 4, 5 people to play it properly, whereas you guys can do it at 2 and it would still work. It wouldn't be a full league, but you could still have matches. And then the other aspect of it is that, like Craig says, you don't need to be a football fan to play this game. You could put your own context on it. It's obviously still got the football elements to it, but if you're a fan of, I don't know, netball, you could still, to an extent, get that element of team building and strategy and stuff built into it. And the other football game that I got, I've just remembered the name of it. I don't know if either of you have ever played it. It was called Pundit.
Nope.
And it needs a lot of players, but it needs a massive amount of football knowledge, because you sort of build, you go backwards and forwards down a pitch, picking whether you want to pass, shoot, etc. But you have to answer football trivia questions while you're doing it. And I thought I was quite knowledgeable about football. And then we played a game of this and I just got absolutely obliterated, because it's like, who was in the 1974 FA Cup final? And I'm like, I ain't got a clue. I'm not going to know that. But the people I was playing with did. So I just got absolutely annihilated straight away.
You knew the cards already.
Exactly. So I think you guys have got it right. I think, like Craig says, you've made it that it appeals to everyone, even though it's football related. And you could draw someone else in and go, oh, no, you're not really bothered about football, but this game's really fun. Come and give it a go. And they're probably going to enjoy it.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you said a couple of interesting things that I would like to highlight. I was at this event that's called BrettspielCon, which is basically Comic-Con board game version in Berlin. It was a very, very nice event. I would really recommend it. And we went there, a Sunday League Games. I got my spot in a table and I started playing along with whoever wanted to join. And let me tell you, one of the best players that I saw, when he sat down, he said, I'm not such a football fan, but I'm very good at card games.
Yeah.
And Sunday League football certainly has a very big aspect, which is centered about the cards. Let me tell you, I mean, one of our dreams as a Sunday League Games is that hopefully we end up building a bit of a community, and that eventually it transforms into a card game, and you can change and build your teams in whatever way you want. Actually, if you follow us now on the GameFound profile, we're also giving away for free this expansion pack called the Legends Pack. And the illustrations are super funny. They look like Gods of the Olympus, and they are quite powerful cards. So they're also meant to be mixed and matched and to see which one of those suits your team. But yeah, like I said, we would love to see this widespread and people talking about their team and what they were able to build, what tactics do they use, and so on.
I could absolutely see Sunday League football booster packs like Pokemon, although kind of 10 cards in. And that'd be amazing. I mean, because you could build full leagues, couldn't you? You could have a Spanish league, you could have an English league, you could have the German league.
A World Cup?
Exactly, World Cup, Euros, you could get everything in there. So it's definitely got room for expansion. Like when you said, we're going to look at doing expansions, I thought, well, that makes sense. I didn't even think of that until you just said it, but it perfectly fits doing another team or even just doing free agents that you can shuffle into the deck and then they add something more. So, yeah, it does all. I mean, I don't know about you, Craig, but I want to play it now.
Yeah.
Having heard about it, I just want to sit down and play it. So, yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on that one. I will, as I said, put the link for the game found in the comments if anyone else wants to check it out, follow, get themselves that Olympus pack ready for when they buy the game. I'll pop that in there. So, yeah, that was really interesting and really useful to hear firsthand how it plays and what the plans are for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got anything else, Craig, you want to ask about the game specifically.
I think the last question that we said we were going to ask is just away from Sunday League, what are your favourite board games?
Monopoly. I'm so evil when I play Monopoly. You just ask my sister. She hates me. We would go to the south of Chile, this place where we have no signal, and I would destroy everyone and make them go broke, but savage, you know? I really like this one. How about yourselves, actually?
Oh, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
That's a loaded question, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It changes on a week-to-week basis, so I'm not going to commit to an answer, but yeah.
I think, for me, it's probably still Flamecraft at the minute. I'm still not over Flamecraft boom. But yeah, Flamecraft's really good. I was just saying to Craig before we started, we played one called Deep Dive this weekend.
Yeah.
Which is so simple. So you have three penguins and they have to dive down through water. And they start at level one and you turn a token over. And as long as you don't get attacked by a predator, you can either take that and add it to your scoring tableau, or you can dive deeper for better rewards.
That's brilliant.
But the more you dive, the more chance you're going to get attacked by something. So it's a bit pushy luck. Well, it's a lot pushy luck, but it's so much fun. And yeah, we had a couple of games.
Fun, yeah.
The first one we drew 95 points each, which I couldn't believe because I thought I'd absolutely smashed it. And then the second game, my other half managed to just get her penguins in this particular sequence by accident, which made it really easy for her to get to the bottom layer straight away. So for the first six turns, she got 10 point, 10 point, 10 point, 10 point, and then there was nothing I could do. So I spent another 20 minutes finishing the game off, even though I knew I couldn't win it. But I think that was just a fluke, so I want a decider now, even though we drew the first game and I didn't win it. So yeah, those are up there for me at the minute, but there's so many out there, isn't there? I've got a shelf full that I've not played yet, and I know you're the same, Craig, because we keep discussing how many games we've got. But yeah, if you want a game that's fun to play, give Flamecraft a look and see what you think.
We'll check it out, definitely.
We've actually done a podcast episode on it, if you want to listen to what it's all about first. Couple of episodes
it's
back
on
was
Spotify?
Our Flamecraft one. Yep, it's on Spotify. It's, same as this one.
No,
will
check
be.
It out. That sounds great.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, guys, it was great. It was my pleasure, and I invite everyone who listens and who is listening right now to just check the game out. I mean, it's in GameFound. We're gonna launch as soon as possible, and I guarantee you that you'll have a blast playing it. So, yeah, give us that chance.
Brilliant.
Well, absolute best of luck with the whole process, and we look forward to seeing it next year.
Yeah, and we'll be ready to back as soon as it hits GameFound. So
sounds great. Thank you, Jay, Craig, again, a pleasure.